Aircheckdownloads.com.
Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me, and before the Beyonce and Sweet Dreams on Jodie at Breakfast this Friday morning. Where, for the first time this week, I'm on time for this. 7:17, the point where we pause for the not-so-impossible question. See if you can end the week right. See if you can cross something off your list, being answering this question correctly and getting that sense of achievement all before you set about your day, whether it's, I don't know, you got the house to clean, you got to entertain the kids, you're heading off to work, you're coming home from the night shift. It's always nice to feel like you've just crossed something else off the list. And your question today, final one of the week, because let's be honest, you've been really rubbish at this week. Just stay in the fact. The average person does this 4 times a year online. What is it? I do this. The average person does this 4 times a year online. Maybe times that number by 10 for me. What do you think it is? 61025 on the text. Pop my name at the beginning of your message. It's Jodie, by the way. And pop your name at the end of it. Would be nice. Or you can give us a call or a wee WhatsApp voice note on Inverness 555974. So if you're average, you do this 4 times a year online. But what do you think it is? We'll go through some of your guesses and play brand new music from Jax Jones and Callum Scott after the latest MFR travel update next.
MFR.
Y'all ready for this?
Kickstart your Saturday night with Gary Spence's Saturday Night Anthems. The biggest hits.
The biggest throwbacks.
MFR.
Baby, if we only now come back to you.
Jax Jones, Callum Scott and Whistle on Jodie Breakfast, where we are in deep in the not-so-impossible question today. Asking you this morning, the average person does this 4 times a year online, but what do you think it is? I'm not so bad for doing it anymore, but I used to do it a lot. Good morning to Stuart. So, Jodie, is it looking up people's houses online? Oh, you know me so well. No, it's not. I do that every day, honestly. If your house is up for sale in the north of Scotland, and it's like 3 bedrooms, chances are I've had a right good nosy. I just like to see what else is out there on the market. No plans of buying anything, but I just like to have a look at the decor, get some inspiration, have a look at your home, see what you've done with it. So yeah, chances are I've snipped it. Hi to Tony saying, Jodie, is it Google themselves? What? Do you think I am? Sandra saying, is it look up new recipes? Incorrect. Few people are getting it right though, which is good to see. So add your name into the mix. 61025 on the text. Pop my name at the beginning of your message and your name at the end of yours too. Or you can call or WhatsApp voice note Inverness 555974. The average person does this 4 times a year online. What do you think it is? I will give you the answer after Vintage J-Lo and If You Had My Love on MFR.
If you had my
Jennifer Lopez and If You Had My Love on Jodie at Breakfast. Wrapping up the not-so-impossible question this morning, asking you this. The average person does this thing 4 times a year online. What do you think it could be? Les at L&I, he's always good at getting it right, is our Les, isn't he? He's got it right. Good morning to Tom, the joiner this morning. Hi to Hayley in Inverness. Emily's got it right. Ian in Codder guessing it correctly today. Good morning to Graham. Hi to Hamish in Inverness. And good morning to you if you guess that the average person Google their symptoms online, then you would be correct. Yeah, apparently we self-diagnose health problems online 4 times a year, which of course we know is just not the thing to do. That is me. I know it's the worst thing in the world to do. I went through a really bad period of doing it, like convincing myself of the worst thing possible. My husband was like, why do you catastrophize so much? And I'm like, have you just met me or something? Like, that's pretty much my default setting. I have been much better, but for a time, yeah, it was really, really bad. So, yeah, and of course, if you are worried about anything, you know that you've just got to go and give your GP a ring. So, yeah, that's the answer today. Another not-so-impossible question on the way tomorrow morning. Oh, Ross getting in right. I'll give Ross a wee shout-out. His message just literally come through. Another not-so-impossible question on the way Monday morning. Right now, though, 7:30, Liam's got the latest MFR News headlines.
A US National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents online is due to appear in court today.
Aircheckdownloads.com.